Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello and welcome to Gift of Spirit Radio. I am Stacy Lynn, your host, spiritual teacher of the Gift of Spirit. And today the show, it is Spiritual Reading Hour. In just a bit, I will be giving spiritual love readings to our listeners who call into the show on 800-555-5453. That's 800-555-5453. So there's a quote that I love around this work, and it's by Willa Catherine Arthur from the 1900s, where love, where there is great love, there are always miracles. And this is so, so, so true with the gift of spirit. So I want to share a little bit. Oftentimes when I plan for the show, spirit brings me signs and messages to bring on to the show. And this week, a song was playing in my head, and then it came on the radio. So it was a sign from spirit validating to talk about this. And this is a song by the late, great Whitney Houston. Your love is my love, and my love is your love, and it will take eternity to break us. Eternity. So this love, this connection with our spiritual loved ones is unbroken. We are spirit first, having a human experience, so it would make sense that we are able to connect and communicate with our loved ones in heaven and receive messages. These loving messages flow through us from our spirit to their spirit, heart to heart. And our loved ones who pass over before us light our path and open us up spiritually. They help us return to our truth, our spirit, which we were born into. And this happens so we heal. So we heal from years of grief, so we heal from the challenges in life, and so we realize that we do not walk alone. We are really being loved and gently guided from the other side at all times. And when our loved ones in heaven begin, it happens so we open up more to live a spiritually driven life. And when I experienced the love that I yearned for from my grandmother in spirit for the first time while in meditation back in 2011, my heart was healed from years of grief. You know, when I could feel her love, you know, see her in my mind's eye and hear her, I knew at that moment that I was not alone and she was still very much with me, loving me, you know, and also helping me and guiding me just like before. You know, it felt like I was home. Because home is wherever love is. It's a very homey feeling. So how do we experience this love from spirit, these loving spiritual messages, on our own? You know, our dearly departed are just a thought away. And just thinking of them in our hearts, feeling their love for us, will bring them to us. So sitting quietly in stillness or listening to calming music and thinking of your loved one in spirit will bring them to you. You know, in this work and in life, there's one choice, to choose love over fear. And when we choose love and place love in our hearts, we raise up and we are in a higher vibration, a place of actual spiritual connection with the heavens, with spirit, where we can receive, you know, inspiration, signs, loving messages for our highest good to help us here. So placing love in your heart connects us to the higher love in the heavens. And you have to believe without a doubt and trust and be open, be in wonder to receive, have full faith. You know, these bonds of love are not broken. They are so very strong. And they really want to connect with us and let us know that they're still with us, hugging us, loving us through our time here. You know, I say drop 18 inches from your head to your heart. You know, open your heart, place love in your heart. Spirit on the other side works with my energy and your energy too within a spiritual reading. You know, I always take a little time before I give a spiritual reading to help my clients take a moment to relax, focus on their breath, you know, then they're out of their mind. and their thoughts and drop in their heart space before I start the reading. Because when they're in this loving, peaceful, relaxing place, spirit can come through so strong. And the process of receiving from spirit is being in a loving, peaceful state, a very relaxed place. It's a subtle process of receiving messages through our senses that are heightened when our spiritual loved ones come close. Where you can, you know, if you're very visual, you can see them in your mind's eye, hear them, feel them, know. You know, sometimes receive smells like perfumes or flowers. You know, they heighten our senses when they come close to open us up more so we can receive these messages in this way. You know, when in meditation, it's a very relaxed state, a peaceful place, a loving state, and this place of being within us that this communication can be very fluid. Like when we are sleeping and they can come through very lucidly and fluidly, and it's because we are very relaxed. And these spiritual communications within our dreams are very real. You know, I want to talk a little bit about a scripture in the Bible. In John, it's the promise of the Holy Spirit. In John 14:15, it says, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of our truth. This is the verse, and this advocate, you know, is a helper. Our loved ones in spirit are helpers. And I remember when I opened up, you know, in 2011, as I mentioned, I began meditating daily, and my heart was being filled with love from the other side. And it was healing after years of grief of losing, you know, so many within a short period of time. You know, my grandfather, grandmother, uncle, a childhood friend, a friend from work. I lost them. You know, it's what I saw in that time, in such a short time, and my grief was, you know, so heavy on me. It was just, you know, shy of a year later after meditating that in 2012 I opened up and experienced, you know, all my loved ones coming through on a regular basis. My heart was being filled with love every single day. And at that time I had a spiritual teacher step forward within my meditation. This gentle, loving spirit with a white, very, very long beard who said, I'm here to help you walk your truth. Then I knew that I was, you know, more so with the Holy Spirit. You know, I asked him his name. He said, my name is Solomon. And let me tell you, Solomon, you know, has beautiful, loving energy, very like a grandfather. And he was with me for over a year teaching me about the gift of spirit and spiritual gifts and walking your truth. And why this happens, you know, he is the wise one. So I got very wise within this gift, and it led me to become, I'm a grief minister, and learn about this gift. I went through 6 months of training to understand how this works. And wherever you are in your spiritual journey, whether you are experiencing the gift of spirit or not, these spiritual experiences, you know, are to heal your heart. You know, it's to bring, you know, love and guidance to help you right where you are. It's a beautiful blessing. You know, it's a beautiful journey. And I feel, you know, I feel blessed to not only share this gift to help people with their grieving, but to teach it as well, because we all can experience this. I mean, the gift of spirit, the promise of the Holy Spirit is God's gift to all of us. And when spirit, you know, I want to talk a little bit about spiritual readings. You know, when spirit comes through and they work with my senses, I usually can see them if they show themselves, if they project an image. I can feel their personality. I can feel their love for the one that I'm receiving for. And it's a very much a very peaceful type messaging that comes through. And I may, you know, hear something, feel something, smell something, see something, and they're all evidential, loving messages. And the evidential piece is to let you know that it's really them. I mean, I get middle names sometimes. I get first names. It's to really just let you know that it's really them, and they're really here in a spiritual sense with you, bringing you, you know, love, bringing you guidance, you know, as a helper, you know, as an advocate. So we're about to open the lines to have our listeners call into the show to receive a spiritual reading from their loved one in spirit to feel love in their hearts, to stay, I'll say. So listeners can call in at this time on 800-555-5453, and we'll be opening up the lines in just a few minutes. You know, when I give these spiritual readings, I will ask, is this resonating with you? Does this make sense? And I like to just hear a little bit, you know, yes or no. If your spiritual loved one gives me a nudge to have you say a little bit more about it, just so you can let our listeners know that you really get this, then that's what will happen. Okay? So we're going to see if there's anyone on the line at this time. Okay, great. All right, so we have a woman by the name of Carla on the line. Carla, welcome to the Gift of Spirit radio show.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for being here. Is this your first spiritual reading?
It is my first one, yes.
Okay, great. So what I'm going to have you do, I'm going to have you close your eyes, and I'm going to have you drop into your heart space, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to have you feel love within that heart space for your loved ones on the other side as I open up to connect for you. And you can focus on your breath at this time to relax, to get kind of out of your thoughts and into your heart. How are you feeling right now?
I'm trying to relax.
Okay, good.
It's hard for me to relax.
Okay, all right. So spirit works through your energy and my energy as well. So the more that you can relax and, you know, feel peace and love, the better the connection. Okay?
Okay.
So I am seeing a man, you know, walking up at this time. Okay. And I'm hearing a few things. So I'm hearing Alzheimer's at this time, and I'm also seeing a man walk up that feels very much fatherly to you. Okay, do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Is this your father in spirit or your grandfather?
I guess it's my father that passed.
Your father, okay. Because I felt very much father energy, and sometimes father energy can come through as a grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he's with you and your mother at this time, and he's talking about Alzheimer's. Do you understand Alzheimer's?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you understand Alzheimer's?
Yes, yes.
This message. Right. Okay. What does that mean? I feel like somebody in your family has Alzheimer's. Your father's coming through and offering his hand to them.
Yeah, my grandmother has Alzheimer's.
Okay. Is this his wife?
No.
Okay, this is not his wife. Right.
No, this is from my mother's side of the family. So my
mother's side.
Father.
Oh, this is your father coming through. I'm sorry. I'm kind of more with spirit than with you right now.
Right.
All right. Let me go back to him.
Okay.
Okay, so he's coming through. He's talking about the grandmother with Alzheimer's. Is she in a home or is she with you?
No, she's in a home.
In a home, because he did show me a home that this is good for her right now,
mm-hmm.
All right, to help her with her transition. Has it been 9 years for her with Alzheimer's?
Yeah, it's been.
I'm getting a 9 year, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Okay, he's bringing a lot of love to your mom right now because this is very, very hard for her.
Mm-hmm.
He's asking that your mother write a letter to him. Okay, can you pass along this message? He's asking that your mother write a letter to him so he can feel her, hear her. He wants to connect with your mom. And if you write a letter, it's an intent. Okay? Okay, and at first your father showed really quickly a football. So I don't know if he liked football or you have a son that plays football, but he showed this football. Would that resonate with you?
No.
Okay, all right. Just write that down now. Just write that down.
Okay.
It may be a sign. Sometimes they will project images into the reading and then you'll see a football within an hour or within like a couple hours, and that's a sign from them validating their presence. Carl. So your name is Carla. Are you named after your father? Because I'm hearing Carl, too. Carl.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You must just be saying your name. Hold on. Okay. Your father is also showing me like a cross. It's either a necklace or it's a rosary, and it's around your mother.
I'm sorry, Tracy, to repeat that.
So your father is showing a cross. It's either a necklace or a rosary around your mother.
Okay.
Okay, is she holding this?
No, no.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
He's showing it. Please mention it to her, okay?
Okay, I will. I will.
So when your grandmother has Alzheimer's, she's in and out spiritually. So she's, you know, with Alzheimer's, they're kind of like half on the other side and half here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, kind of in and out of the higher consciousness. So you're going to experience that. Let's see. So your father is coming through. It's all around your grandmother right now about bringing her love and sending her love at this time. Your mother's going to be okay, all right? I'm getting a J name, too, like a Jean or something like that that's coming through as well. Hold on. Okay, would your father's mother have a J name?
No.
Okay, who's got the J name in the family right now?
I'm trying to think.
Who would he be with on the other side with the J name? It's like Jean or Jane or something. Okay, just write that down, please.
Yeah.
So it may come, yeah. Okay, I'm just working with your dad for a moment here to ask him to come closer. I am seeing him, though, so I'm seeing him with kind of like hair on his side. It's a little balding on top. I'm seeing a tie on this man. Okay, was your father a smoker, please?
Yes, he was.
Because he's showing me him smoking. And so did your father get cancer from the smoking?
No.
Was the smoking affected him, his lungs?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, because he's bringing some symptoms of his passing, and he's showing the smoking and his lungs. And okay. Mm-hmm. Is that resonating with you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he had some emphysema there?
Yeah,
COPD
yes.
Or some emphysema, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he's just giving some evidence that it's him of his passing condition. Okay.
Okay.
So he's coming through. He's bringing a lot of love right now. So he's showing me his hands on your face.
Uh-huh.
Okay, he's holding your face, and he's giving me a lot of chills. And I just want you to receive this at this moment because he's bringing all this love to you, and he's giving you a kiss. He's telling me how strong you are. You're a beautiful light. Mm. He's kissing your forehead, I see. Okay. So tell me how you're feeling right now around this.
Oh, right now I'm crying.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to start crying because he's coming very close and giving me lots of chills and tingling. And he's so thankful that he's able to come through like this and bring you this love and strength right now for what you're going through with your mom and with your grandmother. Because
right.
You are right now, a rock, for them. Very, very strong. And he's bringing that strength in, helping you and guiding you through this time, okay? He doesn't want you to think that he's not with you. He's with you all the time. All right, he's also showing like a bluebird or some bluebird, so that's also a sign from him, okay?
Okay.
And he's like, tell her I love her. I love her, and I'm with her. And he's giving a 7. So I don't know if he passed 7 years ago, but he's giving a 7 right now.
7?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. And he's also bringing the month of March. Let me ask him about that. Okay. Is it your birthday in March or his birthday in March?
No.
No. Okay. Did he pass in March?
March. No.
Okay.
His birthday was
in
May.
March here. Is it an anniversary with his wife?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. So I'm just going to go back to him just to get a closing message for you from him.
Mm-hmm.
He says you are the light of his life. You are the light of his life. He wants you to keep shining. He said give your mother a hunk for him. Okay?
Hi.
All right, sweetie. All right, blessings of love today. Feel him all day.
Thank you.
Because he's going to be with you very strongly. Okay, this is Stacey Lynn and Gift to Spirit Radio, gifttospiritradio.com, and we will be right back.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacey Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacey Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacey Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacey Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacey Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacey Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacey Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to Gift of Spirit Radio. This is Stacey Lynn, your host, spiritual teacher of the Gift of Spirit on HealthyLife.net. And in this hour, I'm doing spiritual love readings for listeners who call in on 800-555-5453. So write that number down and please call in and hope you can join us. So we have Kathy on the line. Kathy, welcome. Thanks for calling
Hello.
In today.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, just hold on 1 minute, Kathy. I'm going to connect for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Kathy, can you tell me, is your father in spirit?
No.
Is your grandfather? Okay, hold on.
Yes.
I have a father-type energy coming through again here. Okay, and I'm seeing this man. He's kind of a big guy that's coming through, and I'm getting like a either a George or a Jorge or something like that that's coming through. So let me work with him.
Know.
Is that resonating with you?
No, not really.
No? Okay, hold on. Let's see. All right, this is some of your heritage, actually. Sometimes this happens where, like, a great-grandfather comes through to help the other ones come through. Okay, so this feels like a great on the great side, on your mother's side. And I'm feeling Poland and Polish descent. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Are you Polish?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, great. Okay, and there's also a woman that's stepping forward, and I'm feeling the name Anna.
That's my grandma.
Woman has a lot of love for you, and she's around you quite often with your boys. There's two little boys I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, she has a lot of motherly energy for you. She's elderly as she steps forward. And you understand this is a grandmother, right? Grandmother.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So she's petting your hair. She's putting her hand over your hair when you were younger, something that she did with you.
Possible.
She's also, I also see a lot of baking with her. I see a lot of flour.
Okay.
Okay. Dough, a lot of dough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's saying it's going to happen. 3 more months, it's going to happen. There's a roof. I'm seeing a roof.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm hearing 3. I'm hearing months. I'm hearing a roof. So this is a home, okay? And do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, and what's that meaning for you?
We are looking for a house right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a bigger house, right? It's a bigger house. And what is, like, Aurora Addison? What does that mean?
I live in Addison.
You live in Addison?
We want to
buy
a house there.
Okay, she's giving me Aurora. She's giving me Addison. She's showing a roof. She's saying, just hang tight. Just hang in there. She's talking Polish, so I'm hearing her dialect.
Mhm.
She talks very, very, very fast. Sometimes when spirit comes through, it can be very, very fast, and I can only catch a little bit.
Mhm.
Okay, she's also bringing through, that your husband's frustrated with this process. She wants you to know that it's going to be okay, that you haven't found the right home yet, but it's going to happen for you, okay? She's helping you, and she's also saying she doesn't want you to overdo it. You know, just take your time. It's going to happen. The kids will be fine, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Let me go back to her. She also wants you to slow it down. Slow it down. You move around a lot. You know, you move around a lot. And she is telling you to just slow it down. When you come home, just slow it down. Okay? She wants you to slow it down. I have a feeling also she's giving me that this hasn't happened yet because she wants you to slow down, okay?
Okay.
Around your health. Okay, to not push.
Okay.
Are you understanding all that?
Yeah,
okay. She's also saying, she taps you on the shoulder. So if you feel something, you know, sometimes we can feel spirit like this. Like, you know, mess with our necklace or something. I mean, she's tapping you on the shoulder. And just says, quiet down. She wants you to quiet down. Okay, you've got 3 kids, and you've got a lot going on. Okay.
Mhm.
with your work and with your children. And there's a birthday, and there's a car, and there's a 16-year-old. And she's bringing happiness, happy birthday to the 16-year-old. Is this resonating with you?
Yes, that was my daughter's birthday.
When was her birthday? She's giving me chills.
It was last year, and we bought her a car.
Ah, okay. She's around that little girl. Well, she's 16 now, but she's around that little girl quite a bit. She doesn't want you to worry about her. She's giving me chills through my whole body. She doesn't want you to worry about her. She's around her. She's like an angel for her, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
So you worry about her quite a bit, right?
Yes.
Yeah. She wants you to relax. She is like an angel around her. Okay. And her birthday is this week?
No, it's in July.
In July, okay. Yeah.
This month is going to be my birthday.
Oh, your birthday. Okay, so she's bringing birthday and happy birthday. And then she brought up the 16-year-old daughter and then the car. And then she said happy birthday. That's for you. That's for you from your grandmother.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. She's picking you up right now because she picked you up when you were little. And she's giving you a big hug and a big squeeze. So receive the love. She's very close. She's giving me a lot of chills. Receive the love from her right now. Your name in Polish is a lot longer than Kathy.
Yeah,
because I'm trying to receive your name in Polish. And I'm trying to hear it, and it's longer. It's much longer. Can you say your name in Polish, please?
Yes, Katarzyna.
Katarina, yeah, because I was hearing a Katarin, and then it was going on. So beautiful, beautiful. She was bringing your name in Polish. Okay, great. How are you feeling right now?
Happy. Overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed, yeah. It's overwhelming when you feel them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm crying also.
Oh, yeah. She's got beautiful energy, your grandmother. I do get a lot of grandmothers. So she has beautiful, beautiful energy for you. And she's just giving you a big hug right now. So feel that. I mean, absorb that. Know that she's watching over your daughter. And ask her for help with your daughter. Okay?
Okay, I will.
Mm-hmm. And she will help you. Okay, thank you, Kathy. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much, Stacey.
Okay, bless you. This is Spiritual Reading Love Hour on Gift of Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net. I'm Stacey Lynn. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacey Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacey Lynn can help to awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacey Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacey Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacey Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacey Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacey Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
We are back on Gift of Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net. I am Stacy Lynn, your host, spiritual teacher of the Gift of Spirit, and we are doing a spiritual reading love hour today where our listeners are calling in to receive spiritual love messages from their loved ones in spirit in the heavens. So who do we have on the line right now?
This is Pam.
Hi, Pam. Welcome. Welcome to the Gift of Spirit Radio. Thank you for calling in today.
Thank you.
Have you ever had a spiritual reading before?
Many years ago.
Many years ago. Okay. So hold on a minute, Pam. Just put love in your heart right now. I'm going to see who's here for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Pam, I'm getting very much fatherly energy for you right now. Is your father in spirit?
No, my grandfather.
Grandfather, thank you. Okay, he's coming through. And I'm seeing, like, factory stuff with him, like tools, like factory things, metal, something along those lines. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, great. Tell me about that. Is this what he did for a living?
Yes, he did sheet metal work and plumbing and factory work and...
He's really, really strong, Pam, because I'm getting chills all over right now from him. So he's very close. Let me go to him right now and see some messages from him for you. He's bringing love to a son. Would this be your son?
Yes.
Okay. He's bringing love to your son right now. How old is your son?
22.
22. Okay, he's around this boy. Okay, he's helping you with this boy, all right? With your son. Okay? So, hold on a minute. He's saying bless you right now. He's so happy about this connection. Oh my goodness. Okay. He's feeling like your father, though, I have to say.
Yes.
His energy
yes.
is so, so incredibly strong. It's like my grandfather for me. It's so strong. It's like he raised you. He took care of you.
Yeah.
Do you understand
yes.
this? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. He's saying that you're the love of his life. You're the love of his life, and he's with you. And he's showing plants and stuff, so I don't know if he gardened or you garden, but...
Yes.
So did he have a garden?
Yes.
Oh, beautiful. My grandfather had a garden, too. They're probably over there together. Oh, this is so beautiful. He's very spiritual, too, I have to say. Lots of peace with this man. He's saying it's going to be all right. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be all right. You can let go of your fear. Okay? It's all going to be okay. All right? You can choose love during this time, you know, and faith. He's like on top of a mountain. For you right now. He's really a strong spiritual energy for you at this time. He loves you so much. And he's bringing you a flower. I see a daisy. He's bringing you daisies. Go buy some daisies today. Okay? You put them in your house. He's like, tell her I love her. I'm with her. I'm not gone. And he's bringing, like, so he's talking about your son. Is your son in mathematics? Did your grandfather like math or mathematics or design?
Yeah.
Probably designs around his metal, right?
Yeah.
Okay. He's helping your son right now. He keeps bringing me back to your son. How is your son right now?
My son is good. It's his namesake.
Ah, okay. So he's named after your grandfather?
Yes, and my grandfather
is
also
my son's
named
after my grandfather. See how that works? Spirit uses everything in my data bank, in my life, in my work. My son's named after my grandfather, too. It's beautiful. So I want you to take his love right now with you, buy some daisies, walk in a garden, feel him. He's with you. He's with your son. He doesn't want you to worry. He says you're going to be all right. So whatever intention you were holding in your heart right now, he's answering this for you. Okay.
Does he say anything about my mother?
Do you understand, like, she's coming home? Is she ill right now?
No.
Is she in spirit?
Yes.
Okay. So she's coming home, or she's home means that she's in spirit with him. He's the stronger of the two right now. I don't know if he went before she did, but he is much stronger than she is right now. But feel free to go on my website because, I mean, they're both here, but your grandfather is extremely strong and wanted to get these messages your way.
Wonderful.
Okay. All right, sweetie, uh-huh. Bless you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to see if we have time for another caller right now.
Thank you.
Hi, Cindy. Welcome. We have just a minute or so, so I just want to hurry up and connect for you and see who's here before we go to commercial.
Yes. Thank you, Stacy.
Mm-hmm. So your jewelry's taking off, Cindy. Okay, so Spirit's coming through and telling me your jewelry's taking off.
Okay.
I feel a grandmother in Spirit coming through.
Okay.
She's taking care of you. In all of the moves that you've made, she's taking care of you. You don't have to worry about any of that, okay?
Oh, wow. Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. You've been moving quite a bit, she's saying.
Yes.
And she's bringing love to a cat that's around you, so the cat definitely feels her energy, okay?
Mm.
And I'm getting a name, Olivia. Liz or Olivia. Just write that down. Is that resonating with you?
No, not yet.
Okay, that's okay. Okay, I'm also feeling father energy for you. Is your father in spirit?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Okay, so he was with you recently when you packed up. It's like a Bronco or something, car. And you mm-hmm. packed up and you moved. He's saying good decision.
Oh, wow.
Good decision.
Oh, thank you.
You're meant to be free of any type of kind of control in your life or dependency, okay? I'm just going to tell you that from your father.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a Bronco?
I have a passport. I has
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, okay. It looks like a Bronco. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So your work, since you've cleared that all away from your move, mm-hmm. and there's a relationship, you know, that ended, your father is saying this is where you're meant to be and to begin with all of your work that you're doing, okay? And
okay.
you are going to be getting this beautiful jewelry. So I keep hearing jewelry, so you must be some sort of jewelry designer. You're going to be getting that into stores, okay? This is
okay.
your father. Mm-hmm. So I'm also getting 77. How old was your father when he passed?
He was 80.
Okay. All right. So did he get sick when he was 77? Do you know if he was sick a couple years?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay. All right. Well,
my sister
write that
was
down.
Born in 7.
Seven's maybe a sign from him, too. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Thanks.
If you see 7 somewhere, I'm going to bring one more lovely message for you here. I'm also hearing the name Jackie. So I want you to feel his love. I mean, today he's very much with you. Know that he has helped you, carried you through this time of all these moves, okay? So blessings your way, and thank you for calling in, Cindy.
Thank you
and
so much.
And we're on Gift of Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net, and we will be right back after this few moments.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950. 4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self-potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back to Gift of Spirit Radio. I am Stacy Lynn, your host and spiritual teacher of the Gift of Spirit. We're doing spiritual love readings on the show today live, and it's been wonderful, the love that has come through to these hearts that have called in. So we have Stephanie on the line. Welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Stacy. Thank you.
Hi. Is this your first spiritual reading?
This is.
It is. Okay. All right, great. So I'm not sure if you've been listening live, but I want you to place close your eyes and place love in your heart space right now. And I want you to open your heart to receive from your loved ones on the other side, okay? Just focus on your breath, relax, as I see who's here for you. Okay, I'm feeling quite a few for you right now. So I'm asking kind of one to come through at a time.
Okay.
Okay. And given that this is your first spiritual reading, it's normal to have a bunch of people try to show up, a bunch of loved ones in spirit, because they all want to communicate with you. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, so is there a mother energy for you in spirit, mother?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, because she's coming through the strongest at this time. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm hearing like a Diane name. Would you understand that?
I do not. I'm sorry.
Diane. Okay, just write that down, please. It may be somebody on her side that's with her. All right, let me work with her here. Okay, she's also showing horses. So I'm seeing some horses with her. Was she on a ranch, or did she live out west or something?
No.
No, no. Okay, interesting. Would this be a grandmother that's coming through that would be connected to?
Her mother is passed before her, which would be my grandmother, but her name was Elizabeth.
Okay, well, aside from the name, would you understand, like, the horses and out west? Because sometimes horses represent, like, the west. No?
I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay, that's okay. Let me go back. Okay, I'm also seeing sewing. So I'm seeing yarn, I'm seeing knitting, I'm seeing sewing. Okay, so this is around. So I feel I have your mother and your grandmother both here, and I'm receiving from both of them, okay, at this time. And then because it's the first time for them to come through, they also have to learn how to come much closer to me so I can see, feel, and hear what they're bringing for you. I want you to hold an intention in your heart right now for what you would like to receive from them, okay? Okay, and I'm also getting 6 or 6 years.
Okay.
Okay, this feels
that
like
does
your
register
mother.
A little bit.
What? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said that does register a little bit. I was
okay. Good. So
is this
6 years since your mom's passed?
I was 6 years old when my mother passed.
You were 6 years old. Great. Okay, because it's definitely around passing. Okay. Great. Good. Hmm. So she's showing me you at 6 years old, and she's walking with you, and I see, like, a sidewalk, and I see, like, chalk or hopscotch or something like that. And she's talking about how she went too soon. Okay, would you understand? Okay, so your mom's talking about how she went too soon, and she was sickly. Would you understand that?
No, ma'am. She was
okay.
Her mother was sick when she passed.
Okay. So, like, so I have both of them here. So they're both kind of coming through. So let me just ask that just one of them right now at a time for you.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Please give me your mother's name.
Barbara.
Barbara. Okay. Thank you. So she's talking about the grandmother being pushy. I'm just going to tell you this, about wanting to come through too. So now I'm feeling more of your mother. Okay. I'm also seeing like a picture of you or a painting of you or something like this. Would you understand that?
Possibly so. My sister and I, there was a painting of my sister, Sherry.
Okay, she's showing the painting of one of her daughters. Obviously, it's your sister, but she's showing this painting as, like, evidence that this is her coming through. They're very clever about what they bring through to let you know that it's them.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying, you know, I'll be with you Mother's Day. I'm with you every day. And she's also saying, I've never left you. And she's mentioning the girls. And I'm also hearing fevers. I don't know if this relates to her or to her taking care of you girls, but I'm hearing this. Okay, she's also talking about you kind of holding tight financially, that everything's going to be okay. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, good. This is a very strong message from your mom. She's also showing like a typewriter. I'm going to have to give that to you. It relates to her, or it may relate to writing. But she's coming through very strongly right now, saying that in the finances, she's helping you, and it's going to be all right. Okay?
Okay. Is there
okay, can you receive that? Receive that love in your heart from her?
At all.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Stacy.
Okay.
Wonderful show. You
have a blessed day.
You do, same.
So thank you for joining us here. We will be right back on Gift of Spirit Radio, giftofspiritradio.com.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Gift of Spirit Radio. I am Stacy Lynn, your host, and what a beautiful hour of spiritual love readings. I hope all these hearts that are even listening are filled with love right now, knowing that their spiritual loved ones are with them so close. So in closing, I'd like to say that the point of Gift of Spirit communication is healing, healing of the hearts, because this great love goes on forever, eternity. We are not meant to lose this love in our hearts, in our being, due to someone's passing. This love bond is unbroken, and this love serves as a bridge for us. Love can build a bridge where spirit, a helper, an advocate shows up for us at just the right time. So if your heart is grieving, I invite you to start your day by choosing love. Place love in your heart, feel the love from your departed, and know they are still very much with you, just a thought away. Take 5 minutes at the beginning of your day to relax, focus on your breath, sit quietly, drop into your heart space, and feel the love in your heart for your loved ones in spirit in the heavens, and they will feel you and they will connect with you. This is Stacy Lynn on Gift of Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net, GiftofSpiritRadio.com. Thank you for joining us in the Spiritual Love Reading Hour. You can contact me at GiftofSpiritRadio.com to schedule a spiritual love reading. I send you blessings of love and spirit. Until next time.